I do care
you
what the
wrote
Lord.
For the audience of one,
yes,
Cynthia.
All of those things. There's an audience of one. There's also a publisher that's like, let's sell some books, people.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is still the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode, number 465, we're doing what we do on the first Friday of the month, and that's getting sidetracked with my friend Cynthia Yanoff, the host of the Mesmerize podcast. And boy, oh boy, do we get sidetracked with all the mayhem. Did you get it? May? All the things, y'all. Mother's Day coming up, end of school, award ceremonies, and all the emotions involved there. And we even spend some time getting sidetracked with LTK, dog bites, and bad book reviews, as you heard in the little clip at the beginning. Don't miss, at the end of the episode, we have really fun news to share with y'all about what we're going to start doing this summer. So let's get right to it. Here we go.
Are you wearing a kimono?
I think so. I think that's officially, this is fast fashion at its finest. It was one of those influencers and she was in her bra and panties on my Instagram and it was cute. And so I clicked on over and it's from Walmart and I got the top and I got the kimono and I got some sandals. And wouldn't you know, they were at my door by like 5 p.m.
Really? It's really cute. Is it reversible? I'm trying to understand here.
It's not reversible, but my boys had comments. I know probably Kate doesn't, but I feel like my boys always have comments. One time I wore a vest and my son said, going on a boat? He was two or three, so that made more sense. But
yes. Yeah, they comment. In fact, the shirt I have on now, you know how big sleeves are kind of in? Like
totally cute.
The bigger sleeves, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, my kids are always saying, like making Seinfeld references. They're like, oh, the puffy shirt. I'm like
it's a pirate.
Yeah, like I'm a pirate. So yeah, well, it's very cute. And I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
You know how everyone has these LTK accounts? Is that what it is? Like
to know.
Like
it.
To know.
She's a local Dallas person.
Who is?
The person who started it.
Oh, okay.
She's made here's a lot what I of know. Money. A lot of money.
A lot of money. Mm-hmm. Here's what I need to know. So people like, not even necessarily like big influencers, like Schmo down the street is like, hey, you like my shoes, LTK, click here, whatever. And so, I mean, sometimes I click, I'm like, let's look. Now, are people, normal people, I'm not talking like Candace Cameron, I'm saying do normal people, are they making money on this?
You have to ask them, but you are supposedly making money every time someone clicks and buys. It's like an affiliate link.
And so like if you could put your kimono up there and if 20 people.
I don't have a Walmart account though. I don't have an LTK account.
Okay.
So.
All right.
It would be lost dollars on my kind of click over. Are you looking to get in the LTK business?
I might get in the LTK business.
In Chico's? You could hit a whole demographic that's being missed.
The problem is that my people, my Chico's people, aren't familiar with the Instawebs.
Yeah, you'd have
Instagram.
To go to Facebook.
Yeah, I'd have to go over to Facebook.
Or MySpace. I'm
LinkedIn.
I'm interviewing Rebecca St. James, and I'm like trying to go back and remember the songs of my high school and college years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what were some of my favorites? And this one Google post was like, or post I got through Google, was like, go to her MySpace account.
Fabulous.
Do you know what's not available? Rebecca St. James MySpace account.
MySpace. Oh.
It took me back.
All the things.
All the 90s.
Okay, let's do a quick catch up here. Okay. And I cannot let this go on any further without letting the people know, because the people want to know this. I went and saw your son. This is true love. Now it sounded creepy. Like I have true love for your son.
True love for my son.
No, I love Quaid, but true love for you that I went and saw the school musical. I didn't have a child in the musical, nor did I have a child to take with me to the musical. None of mine were available. So I'm literally just the creeper that's at Beauty and the Beast.
I didn't know why you were coming. I didn't know it was for me.
Well, I wanted to support, and I thought I was going to bring my little, but then my little got, I wouldn't say a better offer, but he got an offer to go to a baseball game and sit in a suite.
So a 3.5 hour Beauty and the Beast.
Or go sit in a suite and eat junk.
I don't know.
He's like,
seems
I'm out.
Equal to me for okay. A first grader.
And
boy.
So I'm just going to say is knowing that there will be people from our school that hear this. So I want to be delicate in how I say this.
Okay.
But Quaid, your son, was Lumiere. How do you say it?
Lumiere.
Lumiere.
The candlestick that.
The candlestick.
The person that becomes a candlestick. Yeah.
He killed it. Mm. And I don't have fake in me. Like, we would just not talk about it. I'd be like, let's talk about this party. I went, like, he killed it. I sent you a text afterwards. And listen, the production was really good. And it was so fun to watch all these kids. The Beast, who knew he could sing, is a friend of mine.
He's like a D1 football player.
Yeah, he's a friend of Brett's. And yeah, he was incredible. I mean, there's, I could go on and on about the talent. But I said this in a text to you, and I meant it. Like, you know how certain people, they just have the it factor on stage? Mm. And that was Quaid. Like, I don't want to say stole the show because there were so many standouts, but he kind of stole the show. He was incredible. He sashayed around there, and that's not the best word for it. I died laughing. He was hysterical. He was so comfortable. He was like ad-libbing, you could tell, along the way too. It was so good.
Thank you. Thank you. And we found out the next day that he got nominated for Best Supporting Actor from the local Schmidt and Jones Awards. I don't know what these are. I didn't know it was a thing until last year. But it's a big deal. It's like all the local high schools, not even private schools, like public school productions.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Schmidt, Mr. Schmidt?
Schmidt. No, I don't know.
And they Mr. Were, Jones come?
I don't know. What? I don't know. One of them passed away.
Oh, Cynthia. Sorry. God Jeez. Rest his soul.
No, I think it's a big deal, but I just
– Wow.
It was fun to watch, and you know, I'm not going to cry again. It was an end of an era. Mm-hmm. You know, people kept commenting. They're like, that role was made for him.
Yeah.
Because he had a French accent, and he did carry his body, had moved in ways, I don't even know, like very bendy, like a cartoon character.
The French accent, you guys?
Yeah. But I've heard him. Last year he did a Boston accent, and then 2 years before he was Bert in Mary Poppins, mm-hmm. and I've seen him as JoJo. Like, I've seen him do so many different roles.
Yeah, yeah.
That it was just fun for me to get to fall in love with a new character that he did and just was, cheer him on. But it was the end of an era because I don't know that he'll do musical theater in college. Or
I know. Yeah, I saw you losing your marbles when they did the final bow.
Fine. And then they're like, this is your last bow ever. And
you're like, oh, gosh. Okay.
Gosh, it was intense.
It was so good. And it was so
And I was
fun.
Sitting next to my nephew, who's like a 14-year-old boy.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to start crying. And he looks at me with terror in his eyes like, what am I supposed to do with this emotional aunt of mine? And here, you know, a friend of mine, I have it here. It's a handkerchief, y'all.
Oh, that was sweet of
her. A reusable handkerchief. No, she is so sweet. Her name's Lindsay. She keeps these with her all the time. She has all a bunch of these. And she gives them to people when they start crying.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to LTK that. My Chico's crowd would love those. That's on my LTK, everyone.
Y'all keep get little cute rose hankies. Pink. I mean, so cute. What a sweet gesture. Yeah. So you could have had one of those, but.
Okay. One other thing. So he was awesome. I can't wait to see what he does and follow him. Okay. Mm-hmm. One other thing. So prom is this weekend and
I don't really want to talk about prom.
Okay, great. We're not going to, other than I have to say one thing.
Okay.
So everyone at prom wears, by and large, the boys wear tuxes.
Yeah.
Brett Ganoff is like, no.
Mm-mm. Does he have a date?
Yeah, he has that girlfriend he's had for
couple years.
And so, and her name's Ella, and she's precious.
Okay.
But so Brett was like, no, I don't want a tux. I want a suit. If we're going to spend the money to rent a tux, I want a suit, which, you know, it didn't really add up exactly how I'd hoped, but nonetheless. So he got a suit. But there's the funniest thing right now. Like, I don't know if it's a meme or a gif or a gif, or I don't know even how to say it. I'll LTK it later. It's fine. But I have someone sent it to me, and it is a picture of Pee Wee Herman from the day, right? And he is wearing this skinny suit. Gray with the legs are real short, the pants are too tight.
And he
tight.
Was a red bow tie, I think.
And it says, you used to make fun of him in grade school. Now your son's wearing this suit to prom. And I lost it laughing. I sent it to my family. My kids are like, his Pee Wee Herman. Yeah, I'm like, well, that's complicated.
That's a long story.
Don't Google that.
No, don't.
Don't.
Yeah.
And anyway, my son's wearing a gray suit that is hemmed way too short, like ankles short, too tight.
Is he wearing high tops?
No, he is going to wear dress shoes. But
that, that'll give a good distance between the hem and the
lots
of ankle.
Anyway, so I was laughing so hard at that. So anyway, I would like to share that with y'all. You'll need to see that. But that's what the boys are wearing. Apparently, when they wear suits, they're wearing the Pee Wee Herman suit. And that's where we are.
This morning I was like, do I need to get you anything? Like, I mean, girls, total opposite. They've been looking at dresses for their whole life for their senior prom. And he goes, maybe a light blue bow tie. Yeah. So I'm Googling light blue bow ties. It's Saturday, y'all. This is Thursday.
Mm-hmm. We're taping on a Thursday.
2 days from now, I'm supposed to get a light blue bow tie, and he doesn't have a date. He's by himself, solo.
It's spray tan day for the girls, by the way. The Thursday before the dance, it's spray tan. And then they call it, what do they call it?
Friday? Orange Thursday.
Orange Thursday or something. I don't know. So anyway, okay.
Okay, yeah.
And moving on.
Hey, FYI, I know I've mentioned it. I mentioned it on Instagram. I mentioned it here very briefly that poor Charlie and I were attacked by a dog. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, we're just going to breeze by it. But my comment is, I never knew so many people have been bitten by dogs until I was.
I thought it was just the mailman.
Apparently not. And why do we even own dogs? They're very violent, apparently. And it's our problem. These are wild animals that we're trying to tame. But it's amazing how many people come out of the woodwork with identification that they too can relate to your trauma.
But you
can't relate. You've never. This is never. No. You know, you related a little bit. You said that some dog came out. No, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
No, it wasn't me, but thanks for remembering. No, but I wonder, do you carry like a dog? Like
I might get a stick.
No, that you can't do that. Now we're going to get hate mail.
I'm just saying.
Is there a bio-friendly, cage-free organic spray we can keep with us?
I don't know. I don't know what it would have helped in this situation.
Yeah.
I literally, my brain keeps trying to solve for what could I have done differently. One, don't get in the middle of a dog fight, but I don't know. It wasn't even a dog fight. It was a dog attack.
Yeah.
But anywho, I'm healing up.
Good.
I still have a hand, and I was very smart to take off my rings before my finger swelled up.
Oh yeah, that was very smart. Cause listen, my wedding ring never comes off, but it's not like a commitment as much as it is
some of my bruising, I think, was trying to get those rings over my knuckles and the moment. But isn't it interesting that I had this amazing 25-year wedding anniversary trip literally the week before?
And then,
And someone said, oh, I just feel like you have those amazing moments that you can pull from when the hard things happen. And I'm like, is it? I don't know. I don't know which chicken or egg situation. Like, was it just good? I don't know.
I don't know.
The order was better.
Right. I don't know the causal situation in that, but it is nice to be able to draw from those things and remember, like, you know, all is well, the Lord is good. I have the support system around me. We can afford to get the medical care we need. Like, you have to kind of start digging a little deeper. So.
Don't Mom Alone is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, you hear Cynthia and I all the time sharing what is hard for us, different stressors that are going on, and it always is so great to have someone to talk to not keep that all bottled in, because when you do, it can affect you negatively. Well, therapy is also a safe space to get things off your chest, figure out how to work through what is weighing you down. I know that in the past, when I was overwhelmed with 4 young kids and a husband who was working really long hours, I went to therapy, and it was so helpful to get perspective from my counselor and to know that what I was feeling was normal and to get some tools to help me move through that season. If you are thinking of starting therapy, one option I want to give you that has a low barrier to entry is BetterHelp. It is entirely online. So this is perfect for moms. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get all that stress off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/DMA today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DMA. Okay, so
I went to a 40th birthday party this weekend.
How do you have such young friends?
I don't. I don't know.
Because I was thinking, when you mentioned that, I was like, we had a 50th birthday party. That's a whole decade later.
I know. So I went to 40th birthday party, and there's a couple things I need to point out for everyone. One,
okay.
So they said, wear like casual chic. And I was like, wait, hold the phone.
Like, they spelled C-H-I-C?
Well, I ran into her, and that's what she said. And then she said, and she's darling, love this girl. And she said, you know, just like going out clothes. I'm like, girl, I go out to Costco.
Going out.
Like, where do I
going to the baseball game?
Chico's doesn't have that section. And she's like, casual chic.
That might be a kimono.
A kimono. No, it was not a kimono.
Okay.
And so she's like, well, it's my birthday, so I'm probably going to wear like sequins. And you're like, wait, bright colors. And I'm like, oh.
This is Dallas casual chic, people.
Yeah.
You have to point out. It's a different level.
Okay.
I always, by the way, I don't know if I've said this maybe in other episodes, I always wear the wrong thing.
Oh, you do?
Consistently. Well, like if they're like, oh, we're doing jeans and tops, I'm in a full on maxi dress. Mm-hmm. If they're like thinking, oh, they're wearing like the nicest dress they could get from Anthropology, mm-hmm, I'm in jeans and a t-shirt. I don't get the memos. I didn't go to the class, the etiquette class.
Well,
I don't know.
The fact that you just mentioned a kimono when I said it was casual chic tells me that that's probably true. Yeah. And we love you anyway. What is our friend Kay Wima says she's a.
Oh, she's a missionary. Fashion missionary.
Or a missionary
dresser. Missionary, missional dresser.
A missional dresser. Her whole mission is to make you feel better about yourself. But Okay, so I go to the party, and what I'm wearing, by the way, under no one's standards is casual chic. So let's start there. And there's no one that was like, oh, Cynthia nailed it. They're
what,
like,
what would be casual chic if it's not kimono?
Well, all the girls had them really, really cute, kind of short. A-line-ish dresses, you know what I mean?
From the same company.
Mm-hmm, darling. Okay, so I had on a long dress, like maybe like a maxi type thing, uh-huh, with like a jean jacket, but it wasn't jean color. Under no one's standards did I hit the mark with that. However, a couple things you need to know.
Yeah.
One, people do these things at venues now, okay? I thought we were going to a restaurant. It's a venue. And these venues, everyone's listening. They're like, Cynthia, are you 1,000 years old? They're dark, cut like black. And then they had brought in someone that decorated it really cute with all her favorite colors and balloons and streamers and all things. And she has artwork she does.
Oh, wow.
And so they had some of her artwork around and then her favorite quotes. It was really intentional and precious. And I loved it. And so I went to I was like, where are we going? Where's this restaurant? And I'm like, oh, it's a venue. And they're like, yeah, you know, these things are at venues. I'm like, oh yeah, they are. And they had a little machine that when you walk in, it takes your pictures like with your friends and then it texts them to you. And you can even do like a bunch
of
pictures.
About like a photo booth?
Don't laugh. It's not a photo booth. It's like a little, maybe.
Like a machine.
It was like a round,
with a camera?
A round thing on a stand. Uh-huh. Okay, fine. And then
with a ring light.
But here's what really got me. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
What?
They had napkins done with her name on it, right? And it said vintage 1984. Mm-hmm. My husband, bless Mike, he looks and he goes, I think I was in high school then. Vintage 1984.
So that was her birth year.
That was her birth year.
And so 40 years ago was 1984.
I guess so, yeah. Can you guys even believe that?
And people listening are like, yeah, that was my birth year.
Yeah, they're all, no, they don't listen to us because they're like, I stopped listening when she started talking about Chicos. But it was super fun. The girl was so nice. We had fun. And I had spoken at the school earlier that week. And so a lot of them.
Oh, our school, yeah.
Yeah, at our school.
I went to that, yes.
That was so nice of you to come.
See? We both show the love.
We showed up.
I showed up in the middle of the day to a female luncheon.
To a luncheon that I spoke at.
Have a lot of time.
I know. And it was really sweet because a lot of the girls were there and knew me from that. So we had, you know, we just chatted, whatever. But anyway, I just want to tell you that if anybody was wondering, 1984 is 40-year-old birthday party. I don't know what casual chic is. There are venues now. And apparently I also wasn't familiar. I thought a photo booth had a thing you walked into and shut a curtain. That's the end. Thank you for being here.
Did they have one of the ones I think are really cool, the 360, where you stand in the middle and the camera goes around you?
No, I don't think it did that.
Oh, you'd remember.
Okay. No, I don't think we had
that. Oh, yeah. That's so fun. And the people like pose and mm-hmm, the camera's going in a circle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's next level. We're going to get that for your 50th.
Well, I already had a 50th, so thanks. That's, why don't you take your kimono and calm down on that.
50th. You did?
Yeah. What are you? 49?
47.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Just a little baby. I'm a wee baby.
That's why you're shopping at Walmart and I'm at Chica's. Well, no, I don't know why. That's a whole
other
thing.
You got to follow the girl in her bra and underwear. Okay.
Okay, next.
Bad book review?
Guys, Heather.
You mentioned, I'm like, what?
I got my first bad review on my book.
What?
Surely you got a bad review.
Don't read them.
Well, no, everyone says that, but I think that's whatever. That's pie in the sky. Like, I agree in theory. Oh, you shouldn't read them. You don't care what anybody says. I care what the Lord says. Yes, I do care what the Lord. You wrote
for the audience of one, yes, Cynthia.
All of those things. There's an audience of one. There's also a publisher that's like, let's sell some books, people. And
what in the world could they possibly say? And do you want to relive it, or is it too hard?
I can relive a little bit. And my next book is due in August.
I
know. I haven't written one word. Not one word.
To me, that it is hard when you have back-to-back. I told you.
Back-to-back is hard.
I told you.
Well, you told me after I'd already signed a contract. So that's like, thanks for sharing.
It's real hard.
Okay. So book number two is due. And I'm like, I mean, I kind of need to know what the response is on one. And the response has been, I mean, great. But, you know, the people who DM or reach out or run into you are going to be nice, generally speaking. And so the reviews, I'm like, and I think there's like, I don't know, just under 60 reviews. And all of them are good until this week. And I got a 2-star. And the good news is I went and looked at my good friends, others, people who have written books, and I looked and they had some pretty bad reviews too. And I felt better about myself. I was
from
like,
the same person.
No, just okay. In general.
I'm like, this is a troll. They're just going around making
no, it's not the same
Satanists,
person.
Maybe.
But I'm not going to go into it all because nobody cares. But I just wanted you to know that as a person.
Did you cry?
No.
Do you need a handkerchief? Bring is it chief or chiff?
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief. Handkerchief. Say handkerchief.
Like chief, like the chief, like Patrick Mahomes. Well, handkerchief,
I think it's spelled that way. Anyway.
A handkerchief?
You didn't cry.
I did.
What emotion did you have? I've got the pillow.
There was a little bit of, the emotion spelled, a little bit of, okay, well, now we're for real. Like, you.
Legit, when you've got the haters.
You got a hater? Somebody, yeah, you know, then I'm like, okay, true. There's somebody outside of my family reading this thing. So there was that. And then as I read on, and listen, by the way, the person said they expected more of me as a trusted, I don't know, source or whatever, because apparently they listen to me or something. Oh, so if you're listening,
rude,
I still love you. And she said on the title,
Jesus loves you at least.
She was like, meh was her title on the title. The book was
meh.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
I made a cow sound. I made a cat. No, I made a cat sound. Do that one. No, it was meh. I don't know how you make that. It's M-E-H.
Oh, meh.
And then she went on to say how that being in a similar place, she thought when I talked about life is messy, that I would actually talk about hard things we face. And that, you know, if you're a person that grew up with a great family and you have a great nuclear family, you have lots of friends and all that, this is a book for you. But if you're walking through a life with no friends and a hard marriage and blah, blah, blah,
Chip,
then this is not your book. And I was like, well,
okay,
well taken. That being said, it wasn't titled Life is Devastating, God is Good. It wasn't Life is Traumatic, God Barely Shows Up. And
there are books for that.
The cover's light and bright. Like Lisa Turkhurst is your person if you need
Or Body Keeps a Score, or Allison Cook. Yeah, there's definitely, that's the thing, right? We're not for all the people.
Oh, we're for very few, I'm finding, but yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not for all the people.
So anyway, that was
it. And I always say, consider the source.
Well, it was an initial, so I don't know who.
But I'm just saying, like,
come clean.
Don't know, like, if my spouse comes to me with some hard to hear critique,
for sure,
it's not going to feel good. But I'm going to take it because that person loves me the most and cares about me long term the most. But a rando,
yeah, rando,
that it just doesn't fit their life story.
That's, yeah, I'm good.
And literally, you cannot write to all the people. Like, even if you went back and you're like, well, in my next book, I'm going to address all the people who've gone through trauma. You can't speak to that.
Yeah.
Because you haven't. That's
I haven't walked that road. But yeah. I was telling Mike last night, we went on a walk. It was right out of a page out of the book of the McFadians.
We went on a walk. Don't go on walks, though. Dogs attack. That's true.
And we had our dog with us.
Oh, no. Don't follow the McFadians advice anymore.
Yeah, we went on a walk last night. And I did say, I hear that loud and clear. But I will also say foster care is nothing to sneeze at. Like if you've walked through, I mean, there's hard things out there. I think foster care can really rank up there with that, with hard things and walking the hard things God calls you to and loving a child like your own and thinking they're leaving the next day and praying that.
Yeah, I think it was when you were speaking at that women's thing and you said that, like praying over the crib, not knowing where this child's going the next day.
Yeah.
Hit me in a new way because people are like foster care. You hear all the words. It's like you can't relate to the thing until you go through the thing truly.
Right.
So even though it's like that person has different trauma, you can't compare it.
Yeah.
You can't compare it.
And so, yeah.
You can speak and the person who's gone through foster care, they'll be relating to that piece of your story.
Yeah.
And I can't even relate.
Yeah. So anyway, and you sent the sweetest text after I spoke that day, and you were so cute, or an audio text or something, and said, I was thinking, when I speak, I hope I sound like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the nicest thing another speaker could say, because it ain't easy talking to your peers. Okay, moving on. Mother's Day is coming.
I mean, I'm ready.
Do you get you have all boys. I bet they bring you breakfast in bed or something. What do they do?
Here's the deal, Morning Glory. It's been all different versions over the years, and I could cry. I would love to go back to the days when they're sweet. The homemade bracelets that they would make. I think we should force the high school teachers to pull out the crafts.
What about the duct tape wallets and all
that kind of stuff?
Oh,
like pull out the crafts and have them make a homemade necklace for their moms. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need homemade gifts from teenagers. That's what I need this Mother's Day.
Do you remember the sheets they filled out, you guys, in the preschools? My mom likes to.
And what was the one that the stripper?
What?
The kid that filled it all out, and it basically looked like his mom was a stripper. He even drew a picture, but she was going to Bar Method.
Oh, that's so good. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ruining it.
She likes a pole.
She goes with her friends. Oh my gosh. She's so happy when she comes back.
I remember
what did they fill
out? One of mine said, I mean, all kinds of things, but I remember one of them, I think Brett said, like, what does your mom like to do? And he said, sleep, which is so funny because that's not really my personality. I'm kind of a doer.
You're really good at doing.
And I know. Thank you. She likes to work. And I was like, oh, good. And you know, they make you look terrible, these kids. Like when the school wanted to call me and tell me about something recently that JB did that was great. And he told them, you better not call her. She's probably too busy. Like, oh, man, mother of the year. Awesome.
You better not call me.
Did you get any of those little things sent home where they describe you and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I cannot remember. I feel like I need to pull them out. I feel like I don't have a good story
maybe
with
we'll
that.
Post them. Or maybe y'all should post them for us. And on our Mother's Day, if you've got one of those, will you post them and tag us so we can laugh? I'm assuming if your kids are doing one now, it'd have you in a kimono.
No, I mean, they're definitely like, what does your mom always say? Mm-hmm. Those are always in there, you know, and it's like, be quiet.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. Don't touch that.
Yeah, all those things.
But yeah, no, I love the homemade craft, and I think that it used to be on Mother's Day, I'm like, let's all be together. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, in some seasons when they're real little, it was like, I just want a day where I go get my nails done, right, and just leave me alone. What do you think about when Mother's Day is spent with your mom or your mother-in-law?
Okay, I was just going to
– No shade, but
– No. And I am so thankful my mom and my mother-in-law are both still living. So, like, I do not take that for granted.
Because that's a whole thing and too, I get.
Yeah, I love that. And but here's the thing. As awesome as my husband is, he doesn't think about his mom really, like in terms of Mother's Day. And so Mother's Day is me making sure that my mom and my mother-in-law have gifts, are celebrated. And then
do you get together with them on the day?
Usually.
So that's the thing.
And so then just recently I've been like, listen, because then I'm ending up cooking and other things. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, listen, on Mother's Day, and we've done this for a couple of years. I don't know. No one's asked about it this year. So I probably need to institute it again. But I'm like, I would like you to order food, like even from like the local eatery, like grocery
Bubba's,
store, or whatever, or
babes.
Where I like order me some tea sandwiches. Mm. Hello, Chico's crowd. Like I like me a cucumber one, a little pimento cheese, some tea sandwiches, some fruit, maybe with some poppy seed dressing on it.
Wow.
I want like some girly.
menu.
They want their menu back, and so I'm
when
like,
dream big, Cynthia.
Order girly food, and I'd like to have that and delivered or dropped or whatever, and I don't want to be involved, and then I still get the house clean and buy gifts for all the people. But it is a touch.
Do you get a gift? Like will he go out and buy?
Yeah. Now,
or do you tell him?
Well, I usually just say like, hey, and by the way, corded appliances off limits in your world or not? Because I love a corded appliance.
Tell me more.
I love a vacuum.
So you would be okay with a vacuum, a blender, Vitamix. That'd be real nice.
If I've asked for it, for sure. But yeah, like I already told him, I am obsessed with cordless vacuums.
Oh, cordless. So that doesn't have a
cord. I guess that doesn't really,
You're fine with an appliance.
I love me an appliance. And so usually I'm very practical now. And I just told Mike the other day, I'm like, I need another cord. I burned those cordless vacuums.
Okay.
LTK. It's all my thing. I burn through them because I use them all the time because my family's a mess and my dog and all that. I love them, but
yeah.
Okay, what about you? Gifts?
No, I just think with age, I've come to recognize that if I want to be treated special, I need to tell people what is special. Like, no more playing the game of like, I saw a clip from the Holderness family. It's her birthday. And it's like, no, I don't need anything. What that actually means is I need you to know exactly what I want and need you to get it for me. I don't want to play those games anymore. So it's just like being real blunt about what I want, how I want the day to look means I need to know myself better. Mm-hmm. There was one year that goes down as the worst Mother's Day in history where I had broken my foot and I didn't know it.
Oh.
And we found out on Mother's Day, and Bruce was leaving for London the next day. And it's like I woke up and I was like ironing the kids' shirts, and like he was still in bed. There was no breakfast in bed. I was so grumpy. I didn't know the foot was broken yet. Like, okay. I'm doing all the things and I'm real resentful about it, and ended with, okay, now I can't even walk up the stairs and carry my baby. Like, I need someone to serve me fully. So how many breakfasts in bed did I get, and lunch and dinner for the next 2 weeks? So it's like, I don't know. It just was a eye-opening experience of, one, just say if you want breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
Just tell them. That's not going to – it's still going to be great.
I don't.
You don't want – tell me more. Oh. You don't want it.
I like what you're saying. Just tell them what –
What do you like?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, that's if you had your ideal day, Mike's listening, what would it be?
Mike's totally not listening.
But the tea.
I like my 1980s tea sandwiches. I don't know.
Punch with some sherbet in it and some Sprite?
Oh my gosh. Mrs. Wade.
Literally, you're like.
Mrs. Wade used to have those at my piano recitals.
Yes.
Gosh, those were good. Those were good.
Okay, so what would you actually do beyond the food? Like,
I don't know.
Do you like a pedicure? Do you like is that relaxing? Are you a massage person?
No, gosh. I don't like to be touched.
No.
But anyway,
you want to be with friends? Like, would you want to hang out with friends on Mother's Day?
No, I like to be with my kids, my family. Just have to get along, and I'd like my house to be straight. Peace. You know how I am about my house being straight. I want
don't mess up the house.
Don't
mess
up the house. Everybody get along, and let's have some 80s food and call it done. Like,
would you watch a show or a movie? Is that relaxing?
I'll watch a show, but yeah, I don't really care what we do. But pretty weather would be nice. I think it was the COVID. Yeah. The COVID year, dear Lord, my sweet husband went to the Lowe's and bought flowers. And I mean, that's, you know,
like for the yard.
For the yard. And he planted,
that's a good idea.
Seasonal flowers. And it made me so
better than flowers in the house that are going to die in a week.
Yeah. And what did you need during COVID? Like nothing, right? So that was a sweet one. But
you needed toilet paper.
Yeah. So let's just,
sanitizers and hand
sanitizer. I mean, so everyone, we would like to say happy Mother's Day. We want you to know that you're doing a good job. We want you to know that you're getting it wrong.
Do you think people believe us though?
You're doing a good job.
It bounces right off. Do you believe me if I said, Cynthia, you're doing a great job?
It depends on how my kids have acted on any given day.
No, but like, I just heard you call in the school, tell the school let them know that your son's going to be leaving to go see a surgeon for his arm. Like, these things, you keep the family going. You are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Are you receiving it?
Oh, I receive
it. Let it go in your heart. Feel it. Put your hand on your heart. Everyone listening, you are doing a great job. You're doing the best that you can. Can we just at least sit with that?
You're doing the best that you can, and you do a million things that are unnoticed, unseen, and unappreciated. And I want you to know, thank you for restarting the dryer and letting the clothes fluff because they had been sitting there for a week. And thank you for throwing out the fruit that was kind of gross, and there's a few fruit flies flying around there. Thank you for that no one noticed. And thank you for the fact that you bought paper products because the dishwasher isn't working right, but you're trying not to call the repairman because it might be the wrong time of month to spend that kind of money. Like, whatever the 3,000 things are that decisions, you did in the last 2 days, thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. We see you mom to mom.
And even if you drop some things.
Yeah.
We always notice the things we drop or miss. We don't notice all the things we got right.
Yeah. So happy Mother's Day to everyone. And
and let your people know how you want to be celebrated. Don't let it be a mystery. Okay, you've heard how busy Cynthia and I are and how crazy May is. And one thing that I have been loving lately, especially since I haven't been able to go to my Pilates after the whole dog bite situation, is I can be real gentle with myself and get some movement in with Total Gym. The Total Gym is completely helping me right now because I can do a simple workout from home and keep the strength that I feel like I lost when I stopped doing Pilates outside the home. It's awesome. You can get a total body workout in just 10 to 20 minutes. Right now, you can try Total Gym for 30 days for just a dollar plus free shipping. I'm serious. $1. And with the new model, the Total Gym Fit, you can do over 85 different exercises in one home gym. You'll never get bored working out again. And it, like I said, it accommodates all fitness levels. So whether it's your 8-year-old working out or your grandma who lives with you, who's 80, literally anyone listening can enjoy this Total Gym because it uses your own body weight as resistance. So I can get on there and again, I can do my Pilates exercises using the bands, using my body weight and changing the incline of the bench to determine how challenging it is. I also really, really, really love that with Total Gym, there's no assembly required. Thank you. It sets up in minutes right out of the box and it conveniently folds up. I mean, y'all, the amount of people living in my home and all of their things, we don't have tons of space. And so I can fold up the Total Gym. Right now it's in my dining room. Okay, that's the truth. But I can pull it out, use it in the hallway, and put it back. Total Gym can now be found in over 4 million homes. So they aren't just another fitness trend. They are a brand you can trust. Remember, it only takes 10 to 20 minutes a day to reshape your body. Head to totalgymdirect.com/DMA for an additional 20% off your order. Plus, that includes a free ab crunch attachment and free shipping. This special offer won't be available for much longer. That's totalgymdirect.com/DMA for an additional 20% off. Make sure you go to my URL, totalgymdirect.com/DMA, so they know that I sent you.
Okay.
Also coming up in May, it's the end of the school year. Praise Jesus. That's my song for that. You're not excited?
It's a mixed bag for me. I love summer.
Oh, you've got a lot. You got to figure out.
Well, your I have a reading. Book coming. But
well, you have a book. Oh, you got to write a book.
I got to write a book.
Oh my gosh, Cynthia.
I know, but it's fine, everyone. Don't panic. But I think for me, my daughter will be home in, as we're taping this, she'll be home in 2 weeks from UT.
And she's going to work from home this, like she'll like be in Dallas for the summer?
Yeah, she'll be in Dallas for the summer. She's studying for the LSAT. She wants to go to law school. We've tried to talk her out of it. We can't talk her out of it. We're like, come
Nobody
on.
Nobody likes being a lawyer.
Take it from a girl who went to law school. Don't go. Yeah. But, so anyway, she'll be home. She's studying for the LSAT. She's going to work part-time. Okay. When the college kids come back, you're going to experience this. It's so fun and all that, but it totally throws everything in upheaval and it becomes like, it's a 24-hour celebration. And then, you know, like I've got the teenager.
And then the real world hits.
Life starts at 10:30 at night in that house. Right. And then they're ready to eat again. We get the food out. Who wants to watch a movie? Well, I have a kid that gets up also at 6:30 in the morning because I have a little one. And so like, it's constant.
So summer
party.
Isn't a good necessarily.
It's fun. I love every bit of it, but I also like routine and schedule. And so it's totally, I love that. But then the other thing that's hard for having a kiddo that's ADHD, he doesn't do as well in the summer. He thrives in an environment where it is like structured and we go to school every day. And so trying to figure out with him, like we're doing ridiculously expensive tutoring this summer for reading because we've got to. And by the way, everyone, thanks for your sweet notes.
People are so nice.
Emails encouraging me. Like, you're going to get there, sending me books, ideas. But we are doing some intensive tutoring this summer that's outrageously expensive. But I'm really hoping that we can get this kind of under. So trying to figure out, do we do camps? Do we not? I just think there's a lot. And so going into
you're about end of school years. You're not like, I'm just like, this week it was making sure everybody finish their final drafts of essays, final projects, lots of tests. I'm just ready to stop being the like, you know, I don't want to be the one who's like pushing and reminding and coordinating. Yes. Like, have you printed it out? What do you have tomorrow? I know they're supposed to do that, but I've tried where I just let them do it without my reminders and literally failing classes. So anyway, I'm ready for that to be over, but I know end of school year ceremonies can be hard.
Well, and so here's our pep talk of the day.
We had a couple pep talks. It's probably the third pep talk.
Here's your third pep talk. Your child is probably not going to get the award, and it's okay.
Yeah.
JB's not going to get the reading award. We just need to know
laughing.
That.
I'm just
right. I know we're all empathizing. In fact, yesterday they sent out something from the librarian saying if your child's done filled out the whatever thing, the first grade log, then there'll be a thing and they'll give them a certificate and all that for all the books they read. And and so we're not going to get that. In fact, funny story, everyone, my oldest, when she went into the private school our boys are at now, when she started, she went in on probation. She'd come out of a public school that wasn't real strong at the time. And so she didn't read very well, funny enough. So I thought she was getting this big award, like the million word reader award. And I get there and I was kind of walking down the hall, kind of like, we're getting
that stuff.
Turns out that we were new to school and I didn't realize she was getting an award, but it's for like the lowest of readers that had improved. I was like, I went from thinking like, we did it. Oh, okay. So
humble pie.
So here's the thing. Your kid may not get the award. And so if your kid, let's start there. Well, I'm going to start with, if your kid is getting the award, I need you to recognize that there is a ton of mamas that are putting in all the time and all the effort and they're not getting it and neither is their kid. And so let's just be sensitive to that as we're posting, as we're doing the things.
Yeah, I just find, and I don't know if it's just our school, the other school, not the school you're at, but it's always the same families.
Oh, the same. Yeah. Because
it gets and then I'm like, well, there must be a formula because they figured it out because all their kids win all the awards. And then I have to think, especially if it's the academic awards, I'm like, well, that is their priority. That is where they put their attention. They put their time. This is the goal. We don't do that. And then at the athletic awards, I'm like, we don't win those either. So we don't put our time. Very good at watching movies and video games. Very good. If there was an award for that, sold.
Then that's
highest bidder. We would win.
But
I just have to be like, I'm sitting there and it is, but I do like to be the one who cheerleads the people, especially if they're friends of my kids, and takes the video of them winning because the parents are trying to soak it all in. And you and I've talked about that before, just like taking videos for each other for our kids last year and your son getting the drum award.
No, we got the clarinet award for the band and he's a drummer. It's like, wow. Clarinet award. Wheels are off.
Anyway, I just think that I have to kind of recognize that not everyone can get the awards.
Yeah.
And they put time and energy into that. That is should be rewarded.
Well, and then I would say one other thing that we've talked about before, but I'm going to reiterate, is that the awards are always, they're recognizing things that are measurable most of the time. And so we've talked about this, like our culture rewards things that are measurable. How fast can you run around the track? How hard can you hit the ball? How, whatever.
How many books did you read? Yeah.
Yes. How many books you can read. Right. And so as just believers and moms, we also like some of the most God honoring things most of the time are things that are not measurable and are things that will not get you caught up on the stage. So like we need to be the people calling out those things. And so, you know, our kids are leaving text threads that are ungodly. Our kids are maybe not going to the party where whatever's going to be happening. Our kids have walked away from friend groups and aren't kind to someone. Like they're getting up early maybe to spend time in God's word. I'm not saying our kids are doing all these things. I'm just saying there's places in there.
There's places that are not getting the award. Same for you, mom. You're not getting the award for all the times you get up in the middle of the night with the kid who has eczema and you're applying more lotion. You didn't get an award for best mom of an kid with eczema.
Right.
But the unseen things are seen by God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say as the Don't Mom Alone community, it's really helpful if you see something in a kid, let that mom know. Even at the musical, a mom came up to me and she's like, I know our kids don't often get noticed for things, but she said, we came to practice that or for the performance on Sunday. You have to get there early and the gate was closed and we couldn't get in.
Oh.
And your son had already gotten through the gate and he reversed his car close enough to open the gate for us. And then he took off and she's like, I just want you to know it was a small thing, but I noticed his kindness. And I'm like, see, those are the things we need to hear them because we wonder sometimes.
Yeah. So
are
maybe
our kids
that's
thinking about others? Are they kind? Are they?
Call out. That's what I would say. Like this month, in the month of award ceremonies, let's be the people, all of us, you guys, let's call out the unmeasurable, the unnoticed, like call it out in each other's friends, kids, send the text.
Yeah.
That's not a hard thing to do. So, okay, let's end and wrap up with
Our fun news.
Yeah, our fun news. I don't know how fun it is, everyone.
We'll see how fun it is. We're about to find out in about 10 minutes.
Yes.
Not for you guys. 2 weeks for you guys.
2 weeks, you guys. And so Heather and I have our favorite podcast that we don't talk about. Nobody speaks of it because
we cannot recommend listening.
We cannot recommend listening because they have potty mouths.
Yeah.
That being said, we love the format. And so we are going to try through the summer and then we'll see how it does. But we are going to do a little version of that where
we surprise each other with a guest. So Cynthia may not know who I've invited on and the guest will just show up and then we'll interview them like a podcast interview, but it'll be with both of us kind of interviewing them, which might be chaotic. We'll see.
We'll see. Might be good. Might be bad.
Mm. And then this first one, Cynthia is surprising me. So I have no idea who I'm about to get on the phone with.
What is this?
Is it corded?
get on the Riverside. It's get a on Zoom the
fax
thing.
Machine with. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
And we'll see if they, if y'all like it.
And we're going to do it. And so we're going to read, this is a little hitch. And by the way, at the play the other night, at the musical, someone said to us, a couple people told us the first Friday of the month is like their favorite. It was so sweet because they know that's when Sidetrack comes out. And so this is not what we're doing. This new little thing is not replacing. We will still have.
No, we'll still have first this, Friday. This will just be a bonus.
But there will,
and it'll be on both of our podcasts.
It's going to go on both our podcasts. And so if right now you're listening on Don't Mom Alone, if you're my Mesmerized People, whatever, listen to it wherever you want to, but it will be. We'll have different intros, but it'll be the same guest. So it's coming your way starting in June. When's it coming out?
May. Oh, sorry. For me. I mean, you do it in June.
You do you.
You do you, boo. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Thanks for tracking. Oh my gosh. How do I end it? Stop.
Thanks for tracking with us, y'all. So many things. Every time afterwards, Cynthia and I were like, was that okay? Was that even funny? Was that too serious? Sometimes we get kind of serious, but hopefully you were laughing along with us. And yes, always tag us if you have thoughts, if anything you were struck by, if you have a funny example of a questionnaire your child has filled out about you, post that on the socials and tag us. We would love to see it. We would love to laugh with you. I don't know why I couldn't think of any examples from my own children. We even put a questionnaire in the show notes if you want a laugh. I, this week, had one where I asked my child questions. I had a little one-on-one lunch with my oldest and asked him questions, and I'll put that questionnaire in the show notes too if you want to have that little bonding experience, if that connection is important to you for Mother's Day. I'm going to pray over all of us as we enter this month. Lord, I know there are so many walking through lots of hard things right now, and it is good to laugh. It is good to have some levity in the midst of a lot of suffering and hard. And so we thank you for that, God. We thank you for the chance to just enjoy friends and enjoy just the good things you have given us, Lord. But I also pray over this month of May. I pray for any grief associated with Mother's Day. I also pray for any kind of uncomfortable feelings that come up with the ending of the school year, with awards ceremonies, with unmet expectations and where you thought a child would be. Lord, I pray that we would trust you ultimately for your big plans, that we would see the things that aren't getting awards and we would celebrate those in our kids. Lord, we would celebrate them in ourselves, God, the things that the world is not applauding, but you see the love, you see the kindness, you see the compassion that we pour out to our children each day. And I thank you, God, that it doesn't have to be flashy and big to matter to you, and for the eternal things that really do matter, Lord. I pray over each woman or man listening that they would feel your love and comfort today and the joy that you feel over them, the love that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, y'all, for joining Cynthia and I today, and I'll be back on Monday with another interview. All right. Adios. Bye.